blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, everything we just talked about in the preceding section is now under investigation by the Department of Justice watchdog. They are investigating Trump's investigation of lawmakers and journalists. In other words, under Merrick Garland, the watchdog, ARF, the watchdog, is going to investigate all this. They'll subpoena power. They can get Crooked William Barr and Crooked Jeff Sessions in and quiz them on how they suddenly have amnesia. They can theoretically subpoena Trump. Trump will disobey the subpoenas. Maybe Sessions and Barr will disobey them. Up until now, nobody has taken the ultimate sanction, which in investigations elsewhere, investigations that I was involved in one way or the other as a lawyer, what happens is if a subpoena comes out and you don't comply, the lawyer issuing the subpoena brings a motion for contempt. The court issues an order ordering the individual to come before the court, and if they don't, they can send law enforcement out to arrest him. Because of the profile of Trump and the attorney generals, the Democrats haven't gone that far. I think they should in this case. And the idea of arresting a former president because he blew off a subpoena, while absolutely the lawful thing to do, is something that the way the country is divided, the Justice Department may or may not decide to do. In any event, they can investigate without their cooperation, without Trump, Sessions, and Barr cooperation, and issue a report saying that this was unlawful. And they can submit that to a grand jury, and there can be an indictment out of that. Are they going to do it when two of them said they don't recall? I doubt it. Are they going to do it when this is one of about 1,000 felonies that Trump has committed in 4 years? I doubt it. But that is the remedy. In any event, the Department of Justice watchdog has it under investigation right now. When the report comes out, fingering Trump, Barr, and Sessions, you will see Moscow Mitch, Kevin McCarthy, and their Republican running dogs and fellow travelers who voted in the House, over 140 of them, to overturn the election. And frankly, there were a number of senators who would have done that too if it ever gotten to a vote, which it didn't because Moscow Mitch blocked the whole thing. You will find that the Republicans will say it's partisan. You will find that the Republicans will say, believe it or not, that any report investigating how Trump, Sessions, and Barr investigated the chairman of the committee set to impeach him, Schiff, Adam Schiff, one of the committee members, Eric Swalwell, and the Trump's own lawyer, Don McGahn. Now, there's a trust relationship. You know, if you don't trust your own lawyer, that is a palace of intrigue. McGahn, strictly by the book, he knew what Trump was up to, and he refused to do certain things. He told Trump not to. He told him not to fire Mueller. He gave him good advice. And for that, this is what he gets. And yet the Republicans will support all of this. The attacks on Schiff, the attacks on Swalwell, the attacks on Don McGahn. And let the people decide. The report will come out. I doubt that anybody will be indicted out of this, unfortunately. But you got to keep this in mind. This is in the mix of information in the 2022 elections, in my opinion. We're going to go back to the Wisconsin legislature. Several of the biggest pieces of work in the legislature, it's hard to say. I mean, Voss, of course, is the worst. But four Republican legislators, Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls, Dave Murphy, Chuck Wiggers, and Rachel Cabral Guevara, like Che Guevara, but it's a hyphenated name, Cabral Guevara, all went down to Arizona on the fraudulent Cyber Ninja audit to review it, to take notes, to bring it back to Wisconsin. In one of the saddest, weirdest pictures I think I have ever seen. I think that I've ever seen is there was a picture in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel published on Sunday that showed several of them, Branchon and I think Murphy, standing with a guy that was with them on this trip named Eric Greitens. Eric Greitens. Eric Greitens is an unusual guy. He got out of Duke. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He was a Navy SEAL. He had multiple assignments in Afghanistan. And he got elected governor of Missouri as a Republican. I mean, that's quite a background. It's quite a background. Unfortunately, Eric Greitens had a secret life. He was addicted to bondage and spanking women against their will. And a woman came out once he was governor and gave extensive testimony about what he'd done to her. Spanky. Spanky tied her up, blindfolded her, assaulted her, spanked her. This is what he likes to do. And he had to resign as governor barely 2 years into his term. Now he is the front runner, so I'm not kidding, for the Senate in Missouri. He resigned as governor because of the bondage and spanking claims against her will by a woman. She wasn't the only one. And now he's the front runner for the Republican nomination. And the Republicans down there usually win Senate races, at least recently. So Spanky was there with these four obtuse Republicans from Wisconsin. And the picture of them is Spanky looking at them. And the two others in the picture holding up ballots, looking for bamboo because they think that the ballots came from China, didn't see any bamboo. And even if they did see bamboo, you know, it is the fact that paper is made from wood, ultimately, pulp. These idiots, they go down there. Voss approved the trip. You paid for the trip. You, yeah, you, right. You sitting there with a cup of coffee or in your car. Yeah, your tax dollars paid for that trip for these characters to go down there along with Spanky from Missouri. And Spanky, was Spanky casting covetous eyes on them? No. I mean, Spanky has maybe he has some standards. You know, our delegation, the flower of the Republican intelligentsia from Wisconsin, was a grotesque looking group. Even Spanky did not cast covetous eyes on them. But what are they doing down there with Eric Greitens? I mean, really, what are they doing down there? This is their posse. And what are they doing down there holding up ballots looking for bamboo? The Cyber Ninja, this is a crooked audit. It's a crooked audit. It is against the law, against federal law, to turn over originals of ballots and voting machines to private groups like this. It compromises it. The minute they have it, they're unsecured. Journalists observe that there are just boxes of ballots lying around. No one's around. People can take them. They use ultraviolet light. They thought they could somehow damage the ink and throw out some ballots. And they're going to come back with a report at some point that said that somehow Trump won Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, and therefore he won the state. Of course, they're lying. It's a fraud. It's an absolute fraud. And the Wisconsin Republican Party is party to that fraud. They are going to try to bring that back here. They are going to demand that the state turn over original ballots and voting machines to Cyber Ninja. That's what they're going to demand. Or to some other crooked outfit. Some other crooked outfit. And Voss paid for this with your tax dollars. Voss paid for this with your tax dollars. And that is what he's done. You have to know that, and you have to keep that in mind. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.